Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 8. In honor of Father's Day, this blog is dedicated to my dad. He's the best at just about everything, from dancing to fixing things to navigating back roads. If he doesn't know how, he will undoubtedly figure it out if you ask him to. Looking back now, there's nothing he's ever given up on, and there's nothing he can't really accomplish, no matter how long it takes. As a child, I didn't understand why my father seemed to have such amazing luck or why things always went as he planned. I always thought it was funny that my father kept a notebook and several pens in his breast pocket. Much like my mom, Dad always had a list, but reality is Dad was kind of overboard with the listing of things, more so than Mom. I mean, when we were kids, if we became sick, my father actually kept the input-output logs. No, seriously. There was an input-output log for each one of us kids at some point in our lives. Liquid, solid, you name it, he jotted it down. Everything. Unlike Mom's lists, which were generally to-do lists sorted by deadlines, my dad's lists were really like thoughts and ideas, notes, to-dos, work-related items, and he always kept it in order of priority. I really chalked it up to older person activities and not something I really needed to put into practice. The simple concept of having the ability to move faster and keep track of more didn't even begin to cross my mind. Not until years later, that is, when I was married with a child and working full-time. I had to find a way to keep track of things. I'm sure you've already guessed what happened next. Yeah, much like my parents, I too began creating lists. At one point, I was using a brown leather binder. Do you remember the day timers? I'm sure you can probably still pick one up at Staples or something, but technology completely changed that habit. I now utilize the native dictation, notepad, and reminders that are built into most Apple devices to list just about everything. I create lists daily for anything from groceries to work projects. No worries, I've never gone as far as the infamous input-output logs. I'm just hoping that I'm not now considered an older person for taking on this activity. I'm sure my daughter would disagree, but I'm still going to celebrate my 29th birthday every year. So, back to the lists. Or should I call it my older person activity? Well, anyhow. The lists allow me to seamlessly prioritize by having a visual of everything I need or want to accomplish. I can quickly add to a list via dictation and sort with two or three taps on my screen. Technology has allowed me to find ways to accomplish more with less effort or time invested. I invite you to join the conversation on the Technology Equals Equality Facebook group. How are you using technology to help you stay organized? How has your dad influenced your career? Or do you notice your parents shining through in any of your actions? Let me know. If you've only read the blog or listened to the audio blog, be sure to check out our podcast, the Technology Equals Equality Podcast, available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. The podcast was created to help you hear the journey of other entrepreneurs who were in your place at one point in time. Listen in as they share their story of their journey and tell you about the current pain in their industry to help spark your next great business idea. Do you have an industry you're passionate about or a guest that you're interested in hearing from? I'm totally open to suggestions and feedback at all times. Just click on the link included in this blog to connect with me. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.